TA in America calling in from day 27 of the pretty big walk. And we had the pretty big uphills and the pretty big downhill today, and we ended our day in Kitum Sang at 2,470 meters. The pass we went over was the Satapati Pass at 3630, I think. And we're sitting here camped on someone's front lawn. They were kind enough to allow us in or on anyway. So it's a lovely little perch, and we're looking out at the ridge, actually at two ridges. The bigger ridge in the background, that would have been the ridge we'd been coming down had we been able to cross Hillman's Pass. And then there's a middle ridge, which you come down if you went over the Gondola. But we did the full-on end run, so we came down through Gosekunde, and then this the ridge that we're on right now, which we spent much of the day walking down. Much of the day was very, very pleasant ridge walking, sort of gently downhill. But given we had to lose 1,000 meters after lunch from Mangengoth, that we had some fairly steep, rocky, steep, stair steep kind of thing to make our way down, so our ankles and hips and knees are a bit tired feet at the moment, but the view from our little perch is pretty fun. We're looking down on lots of terraces, lots of different villages that we can see on the surrounding hills. The Nepali word for hill is danda, so each sort of hill range also has a name. So we've been coming out the Halumbu Himal at the moment. And I actually can't say, I forget which is the name of the Donda that we're on. Probably the Mangengoth Donda. It's often named for a place along the way. When I was doing all my map work earlier, I forgot to check that. We are closing in, I think, fairly soon on the end of our pretty big walk, and it's definitely been pretty. We did about 14K today, and still, even though we were going mostly downhill, managed to gain another 500 meters, and if we do similarly tomorrow, I think we'll break the 20,000 meter mark, and we may have to walk around Kathmandu just a little bit, though it depends on our route over the next 2 days to see if we can break 500,000 in the step department. And at the moment, we're kind of listening to thunder. There's some big thunderheads across the way and maybe coming in from behind us, so we're ready to grab our sleeping bags, which are airing out, and throw them into the tent and hunker down. And we hear a cuckoo again. We're down into the elevations where the cuckoo bird is able to be, and so we hear the cuckoo bird singing. Up behind our place is someone, a crew, working on breaking rock to build a building, so we hear tink, 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 tink. Occasionally, off in the distance, we hear a horn, that lovely sort of sing-song, play-a-little-tune melody of Nepali truck horns. My guess is there is a road here to Kutum Sung, but I'm thinking it doesn't get all that much traffic yet. Maybe a bus in the morning. We'll see if we hear much traffic. And just got some static, so I'm not going to say, yep, their static's gone. And over to my right, I see a Buddhist chorten with some six or eight lovely vertical prayer flags, some all one color, blue, white, red, green, yellow, and then some that have all the colors on the vertical lines. And the wind is keeping them wonderfully waving, saying their prayers and good intentions for the world. So all is well here on day 27 of the pretty big walk. And we hope that you're having a great day. Hope that you've gotten out for a walk. And we will catch you from tomorrow. Take good care. Bye.